Hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, reminding you that if you'll keep listening, you'll hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day and how the Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or if there's some troublesome issue you may be facing and you'd like to talk it through, well, now is a good time to call. 1-800-677-9377. Again, 1-800-677-9377. Hear it. Believe it. Live it. It's Basic Gospel, and you found it right here. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We start the program today with an unfolding story happening in Washington, D.C. If you have paid attention to the news wires, you know that a shooting has occurred at the Washington Naval Yard. 12 people are dead. The suspect or the shooter was one of those killed in the incident, a 34-year-old man from Texas who was working as a Navy contractor. But there's another suspect that authorities are trying to track down. So another sad story in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
And many people are affected by that. Those in Washington, D.C., families, that are losing loved ones in this particular situation.
Right.
And it just saddens you to see something like this happen again on our soil.
Yeah.
These things aren't supposed to happen in America, yet they do.
They do.
Another story over the weekend, an American of Indian descent was named Miss America, first time that has ever happened. But when she was crowned, the Twitter feeds just filled up with all kinds of racial slurs and comments. And it's like, what in the world is wrong with us?
Yeah.
Well, and there's a lot wrong with us. And and the Bible speaks of that. In Matthew chapter 15, Jesus was explaining to the disciples about things. And he really, pinpoints the problem. And he says, are you still so dull? Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? You know, the Jews had all kinds of cleansing rituals, and they constantly tried to maintain this appearance of cleanliness, outward cleanliness. They would wash just about with every single incident, as if being clean on the outside would solve the problem. But Jesus says, no. But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what make a man unclean, but eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean. So what's the problem? What's the root of a shooting at a naval yard in Washington, D.C.? An evil heart, a deceitful heart. What's the problem behind racial blurbs being tweeted out for the world to see? A slanderous heart.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is with the heart. That's why we need good news. That's why we need Jesus. That's why we need his work through his death, burial, and resurrection to give us a new heart. Back in Genesis chapter 6, before the flood happened, God said this about the people of that day. He said that their hearts were inclined toward evil all day long.
Always.
Always thinking about evil. Well, not much has changed, but there is a solution, and that solution is found through faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
When we respond to that amazing grace that is delivered to us through the power of God's Spirit, the power of Jesus' resurrection, our hearts can respond with faith, and those hearts are changed. As it talks about in Jeremiah, we get a new heart. That's what Paul said in Colossians, that these hearts of ours get circumcised, and we now have a new heart, a heart that leans toward God, that is willing to trust the living Christ, hearts that can respond to the love of God in such a way that love pours out of their lives into the lives of others.
Yeah.
That's what this world needs. When is this stuff going to stop? When Jesus comes back and
yeah.
all hearts are changed.
Yes,
until then, we have to continue to wage the battle of proclaiming this good news and in doing so, hopefully snatching people out of darkness and placing them into God's light.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Bob. And this, of course, is Basic Gospel. If you'd like to talk about this or if there's something else on your mind or your heart, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a particular Bible question, 1-800-677-9377 is the number to dial, and the lines are wide open right now. We await your calls, 1-800-677-9377. And, Bob, you know, this latest incident at the Naval Yard in Washington just points out the fact that we need to be ever ready. You know, we don't want to be standing in front of God unclothed without, you know, without the righteousness of Christ. And we never know when our lives are going to be cut short. It just could happen in an instant. We need to be ready. We absolutely.
Absolutely. It puts a sense of urgency in our purpose and our mission as children of God, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Surely does. Well, plenty of open lines, as I said, friends, 1-800-677-9377. Bob, an email with a three-part question from Cynthia, who writes to us from Wisconsin. First, she says, I'm a longtime listener and have heard you state that drinking alcohol in and of itself is not sinful, not wrong, but just don't get drunk. Can you further explain what is sinful or wrong about excessive drinking or getting drunk? Second part of that, how can a Christian best witness or be an example to people who are heavy drinkers, who may include friends and family members? I feel like they see Christians as having no fun in comparison to their partying, and there's always pressure to join them. Then the third part, what is your advice for a brand new Christian who may come from a situation like that where most of the people they have associated with are heavy drinkers and not Christians?
Well, great questions right there. As far as getting drunk on any alcoholic beverage, what happens is we subject ourselves to the control of the alcohol.
Right.
We lose sober thinking. We lose the ability to think rationally about life and about circumstances that are right in front of us, and we do stupid things. So that's why it's sinful. God wants us to be under His control, under the control of the love of God. And, you know, the stories are just legend about alcoholism and about what happens. Families are ruined because of alcohol. There's just all sorts of things that take place. So I think we can understand that. Why is getting drunk sinful? Because you're no longer in control, or you're no longer under the control of God's Spirit, God's love. Now you are under the control of something else, and you lose all sense of what's right and wrong, and you just live out the desires of the flesh. Mm-hmm. So that's why we need to look at that in moderation. As far as, you know, coming from a family that are heavy drinkers, I think we all need to come to this point in our lives. If that's what's defined us before, you know, we've gained our identity, our sense of purpose, our fun in life from alcohol, and we've come to a point and we realize that's an empty way of life. Mm-hmm. I think we should take heed to the words of Peter, as he wrote in his first letter. Love that passage, love this particular passage in Hebrews or 1 Peter chapter 4, where he says, as a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God, for you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry.
Yeah, I was just looking at the Merriam-Webster definition of debauchery, and it coincides with that, bad or immoral behavior that involves sex, drugs, alcohol, and so forth.
Absolutely. So however long you've had that as a lifestyle, that's been long enough.
Yeah.
It hadn't gotten you anywhere. It's just left you empty. It's left you wanting more. It's left you miserable, crying out, you know, who will save a wretch like me? Well, Jesus Christ enters the picture, yeah, rescues you, saves you, gives you new life. And with that new life, you've got to look at the old and say, you know, I've had enough of it. I don't want to do anything that will compromise where I am today.
Right.
I don't want to be dragged back there. So I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to make some wise choices and make sure that if I hang out with the old people that I used to hang out with, it's not on their turf, it's not in their territory, it's somewhere else. Yeah. So I won't be tempted to go back.
Absolutely. Cynthia, hope you're listening. Hope this has been a help to you. And we appreciate the fact that you've written to us. Well, calls beginning to come in, but still open lines at 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Louisville and talk to Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hello. I'll get straight to the point. I could have swore, I believe it was Friday, and you were talking and you said there were no wise men?
No, Mary, what I said on Friday was that we sometimes think there were three wise men that came and visited Jesus, but the Bible doesn't count them. The Bible doesn't number them. They just say wise men from the east came, and they weren't there at Jesus' birth. It was probably several years later that they showed up as they followed the star. So there's not a number. We have a song that we sing that counts them as three, but that's not what the Bible has to say.
Oh, well, that's good. I thought, oh, no wise men. Oh. And and the star, it's shown both day and night, correct?
That's what the scripture has to say.
Well, good. Yeah. I thought I read that right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Okay. Thanks, Mary. Thanks for your call.
1-800-677-9377.
Well, let's go to Newark, New Jersey and talk with Laverne. Hi, Laverne.
Hi.
Welcome.
I just have one thing to say. No problems, no questions, just that the Lord is great, always has been, always will be, and thank you for proclaiming him every day.
Well, thank you, Laverne.
I really enjoy your show every single day.
Well, I'm glad you're tuned in, and thanks for letting us be a part of your life on a daily basis. That means a lot to us.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for your good words today. Let me put you on hold, and we'll just send you a book, a wonderful resource, The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley, just as our way of saying thanks for participating with us.
No, that's one of my favorite songs, too. Thank you.
Well, good. Well, you'll enjoy the book equally, I'm sure. Well, Laverne, thanks for your wonderful call today. That
Very
means,
nice.
Means so much to us. Let me put you on hold, and we'll send this book to you.
And, Bob, we'll send this book to anyone who would like to make a gift to Basic Gospel at this particular time, The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley, yours for a gift to Basic Gospel. And, of course, we do this because we say thank you for the gift that you give. You know, the program is supported only through your prayers and gifts, and we just want to let you know that we appreciate so much your part, your partnership. You know, I talked with a lot of our listeners and supporters, you know, over the past few days, and what I hear coming back is voices that are very appreciative of the opportunity to give and to be a part of something that is reaching out and touching lives with the gospel. And so that's the blessing, that's the privilege that we have of being a part of the support of this ministry. And so we encourage you to be a part of it, friends, and to say thanks. We'll send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer by Bart and Andrew. And all you need to do is go to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or you can call during Central Time office hours, 1-800-727-2828, to make your gift and request your copy. Again, 1-800-727-2828 for The Hurt and the Healer for a gift of any amount.
Yes, indeed. Received a wonderful note today from a lady in the New York City area. It simply says this: bless you, Basic Gospel. Thank you for being a blessing to me. I know the people of God know they are being healed by the Holy Spirit through you. Please continue to be used by the Lord as a vessel in him. And it's signed this Reverend Carol James from the New York area.
Very nice.
So we greatly appreciate that letter and those kind encouraging words. And if the ministry's touched you, blessed you, we would love to hear from you as well.
Absolutely.
You can send a note to us via email just at basicgospel.net, or you can send a letter to us. We need encouragement just like everyone else, and these
right.
notes are just a prime source of that encouragement.
Terrifically encouraging.
So we thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to New Jersey and talk to Jahollywood. Hello, you're on
Bob.
The air.
Bob.
Yes.
Like they say in the end times, that when Jesus comes back, no one knows the time or the hour, nor the angels, only the Father and the Son. The Son doesn't know. Who's the Son?
Well, the Son would be Jesus Christ and his humanity. That's what Jesus would be saying. And he even says that in the first chapter of Acts, that no one knows that time. It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. So we know Jesus is going to return. We know what the Bible has to say. We just don't know when that's going to be. And
Bob, when he said, nor is the Son, that's Jesus Christ, he doesn't even know. They say no one knows the hour and
well,
the time.
What the take is there is that right. In his humanity, he would not have known, but certainly in his deity. Now we're getting into a mystery there, something that we can't unravel with our finite minds. We can discuss and speculate and argue and try to figure out how that may be the case. We're just not going to know it for sure.
Okay, thanks, Bobby.
Sure enough. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Again, plenty of time on the clock and plenty of open lines to us here at Basic Gospel. I want to hear from you, Bob Davis with Bob Christopher, and we want you to be a part of it too. 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go to Brooklyn, New York, and talk to Malachi. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. How are you?
I'm doing well. How can we help you today?
Well, you already helped me in so many ways with this. Enlighten my spirit. And I would also like to, I was taking notes with verse that you were speaking about the unclean heart and that God is the only one that can clean the heart.
Yes.
Well, I missed the chapter and verse that you got, that you was given, and I would just like to have it again.
Well, I will give it to you. It is in the book of Colossians. Where it talks about God cleansing our hearts and actually circumcising our hearts.
Right.
And it says in chapter 2, starting in verse 9, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the flesh, not with a circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. So God, through the Holy Spirit, circumcises these hearts of ours and gives us new hearts so that we can actually receive his love and then extend that love onto others. It's great news, isn't it?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I said that's great news, isn't it?
It's very good to hear and to know. All right, now let's ask another question. With the people, like if you want to discuss it with, just say your kids, for instance, and they're not willing to listen, or when you tell them they're not abiding by what you told them, then what does God do with it?
So you're laying out the gospel to your kids? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just trying to, yes.
Well, I think you just keep laying it out for them, you know, and continue to be there, continue to love them, continue to embrace them, and continue pointing them to Jesus Christ. There's going to be a point in time where that seed that you've planted will start to grow. A lot of times we, especially in parenting, we want instant results. We want our kids to be spiritually mature yesterday. But maturity in and of itself is a process. And
no, so, I can wait on them. I have the patience. I just want to know, am I supposed to continue or let it go and just let it happen?
I think you continue being a voice for the gospel message. I think you continue to talk about how the gospel message has impacted your life, how faith in Jesus Christ has changed the way you think, has reshaped your whole perspective on what's important, what's not important, has given you a sense of what real life is all about that you're experiencing now as a result of being made alive in Christ. I think you just keep talking to them in terms of what's real to you and what's important to you and what's meaningful to you. They will take notice. They may pretend that they're not listening. They may pretend that, you know, it's just boring stuff and roll their eyes at you. But I guarantee you some of that is seeping in. Some of that is starting to take root. And when they encounter some difficult times in life, they're going to start wondering, well, is any of that stuff that my dad told me apply here? Is it relevant? Does it mean anything to me? And I think that will push them along in the right direction. So you just keep loving them. You keep talking to them about Jesus. I think that's okay. That's a great privilege that you have. Take advantage of that opportunity.
All right. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Hey, you're welcome as well. And let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer, okay?
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for your call, Malachi. Great to hear from you today.
Yes, indeed. And we'll get the information on The Hurt and the Healer again in a couple of minutes here.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Elias in Hempstead, New York, listening to us on WMCA.
Hello, pastors. God bless you.
Well, thank nice you. To hear from Hello. You, Elias. How can we hear from? How can we help you today?
Thank you very much for your help and support. I'm 65 years old. About 5 years ago, I was saved and born again by the mercy and great grace of the Lord Jesus and God the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm a child of God. I know that for certain. Now, if I died as a cigarette smoker, or if the Lord came in the rapture and I was still smoking cigarettes, would I still go to heaven or would I wind up in hell?
Well, Elias, that's an excellent question, and it's obviously something that's weighing heavy on your mind, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, smoking, you know, as someone said, it's not going to send you to hell. It just makes you smell like you've been there. Now,
yes.
So what we have to realize, it's not your behavior that's going to get you to heaven or keep you out of heaven, Elias. It's the blood of Jesus Christ, the life that he shed for you 2,000 years ago, that was picked up again through resurrection and now has been given to you in salvation. So your salvation totally rests on Jesus Christ and his work for you. And his work, Elias, 2,000 years ago, paid the penalty for all of your sins, every single one of them. So if you entered into a court of law and all of your sins were laid out, the evidence would be overwhelming. You would be guilty as charged, and the punishment would be death. And Jesus Christ stepped into your place and took that punishment for you, all of it. And when you received him, when you were born again 5 years ago, as you testified, you received all of that forgiveness, every single bit of it. And you also received resurrected life. Yes. And that resurrected life is eternal. So Elias, when you die, when you're absent from the body, you're going to go immediately to the Lord. Your cigarette smoking isn't going to keep you out of his presence. That's great news, isn't it? And it also gives you a whole new objective look on cigarette smoking. And you can make a decision to say, hey, I want to quit for health purposes. And I think that's beneficial. Well, Elias, we're out of time. Let me put you on hold, and we'll get some information, and we'll send you a copy of this book as well.
And to say thanks to any of our listeners, Bob, who would like to become a part of the support of Basic Gospel at this time with a gift of any amount, we'll send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley. All you need to do is go to basicgospel.net, again, basicgospel.net, or call 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828. For The Hurt and the Healer, you'll find the link right on the front page at basicgospel.net, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. When you go online, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. Now for Bob Christopher and the ministry staff, Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel.